This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Freedom is 855-450-3733. Sharing a pretty cool story about our friend Derek J. Freeman, longtime co-host formerly on Free Talk Live. He doesn't live around here anymore. He lives in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So he's all the way on the other side of this relatively small state.
all the way on the other side of a thin, long, small state.
Two-plus hours to get out to Portsmouth.
It doesn't look that way on the map.
What, it looks shorter, you mean, than
well, yeah, I mean, by anyone's standard who's anywhere but northern New England, everything in New Hampshire is close to everything else in New Hampshire.
That's true, because, like, where we come from in Florida, almost every street is straight, whereas here, if you're going from point A to point B, it's usually some sort of winding
road. There is no straight street.
So with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So the story's from news.bitcoin.com. It's about Derek J. Freeman and Steven Zeiler and their Bitcoin shop that they opened up in the summer of 2017 that is the only place in North and Central and South America that is cryptocurrency only. You cannot pay with dollars at this store. They won't take them from you. So they don't want your sale that bad. In fact, Derek J. is pointing out that for him, it's about peace. It's about keeping money out of the hands of the state, not using the state's money, avoiding use of that and using cryptocurrency instead is an empowering thing. That's the argument that he's making here. He says it empowers people like me to opt for a more peaceful world by withdrawing support for empire building and endless wars. So again, the story here from news.bitcoin.com. News.bitcoin.com asked how the immediate community has received the Bitcoin shop. Derek says, quote, they love it. We've become fast friends with dozens of businesses who we've helped accept cryptocurrency. We've sponsored local theater on multiple occasions as patrons of the arts. One of our neighboring shops and one of Portsmouth's most beloved stores, Pickwick's Mercantile, gave us the idea to coin Portsmouth as a Bitcoin village. We regularly host popular meetups where people come to level up their Bitcoin knowledge and grow the network of Bitcoin users and businesses. Even the local government has been warm and welcoming. A city councilor was one of our earliest customers. The police have politely checked in when they saw us moving store furniture at night. And just yesterday, the parking enforcer popped into the shop to let me know I'd forgotten to put my ticket on the dash. It's that kind of quaint New England town. We love our neighbors and aim to make them proud. He responded eagerly. So that's the story from news.bitcoin.com. I'm really excited about what those guys are doing out there. I would love to see it duplicated. You know, like, obviously, only Derek J. and Steven can have the touch that they have, right? Like, you know, I mean, there's plenty of gay guys out there, but there's only going to be one Free State Bitcoin shop that looks like theirs does.
Sure.
Unless, of course, they also are the ones who are expanding to other cities. Then in that case, I would expect it to look similar. But it's such a cool, quaint little shop. And Mark, you and I, we've broadcast from that location, I believe, two occasions at this point now, because we did it for their grand opening, and we did it on one other occasion. It was right before the Bitcoin. Oh, you weren't there for that. It was right before the Bitcoin convention. So we did an episode, Daryl and I did an episode from the, and Chris Friedman, I think, was there for it, did an episode right before the Bitcoin convention that happened, the first one ever in New Hampshire back in December. So we have been told we're going to be welcomed to broadcast again at their upcoming grand opening, whatever it is, for their Bitcoin university that they've got going on there, where they're doing classes every single week, from what I can tell, on how to use cryptocurrency, how to get set up with a, you know, Bitcoin wallet, things like that. Even classes about the dark net. I mean, they're really covering a wide range of technical
topics. People
want to
know.
Yeah. So kudos to them for doing that. I think it's awesome. In other cryptocurrency-related news, Bitcoin Cash is making headlines again after making an initial splash back in August of 2017 when the very first fork happened in the world of Bitcoin, where the original Bitcoin basically died and sort of became birthed two different competing cryptos. And since then, there's been something like 60-something forks in 69 forks in Bitcoin.
I bet it keeps going.
Or something like that. So, I mean, it's hard to keep track of it all. But ultimately, the two big players in the Bitcoin world are Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin Cash, according to Yahoo News and Bloomberg, is the hottest cryptocurrency around right now for more reasons than you may imagine, it says. The offshoot, the biggest digital token, has surged about 25% since Friday, in part since Antpool, which is one of the largest mining groups, is so-called burning a portion of the coins that it receives in exchange for solving the complete mathematical puzzles that serve as the backbone of the network, potentially reducing supply and driving up the value. Have you heard anything about this?
Yes.
What is going on? Why is this company just throwing money down the hole?
I would guess because they want to increase the value of Bitcoin Cash, the same that lots of folks do.
The maneuver is the latest salvo in an escalating battle between backers of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, which was spun off last year. Though a war of words playing out on Twitter and Facebook, or through a war of words, some of the largest holders of both cryptocurrencies are attempting to influence the coin's prices after seeing significant losses since last year. Antpool has burned $12 worth, not a whole lot, but $12 worth of Bitcoin Cash a day, says Kyle Simani, managing partner at the Austin, Texas-based crypto hedge fund Multicoin Capital, in an email. I thought they were burning like 12 Bitcoins worth or something like that. Maybe somebody can check that, because a lot of time the news gets their facts quite wrong when it comes to cryptocurrency. I mean, I can't imagine that there would be anyone writing a headline about this? Because the headline of this story is miners burning off Bitcoin Cash adds fire to PR battle with Bitcoin. I mean, is it really worth writing a headline if somebody's burning $12 worth of cash every single day? I mean, for these miners, that's chump change. If they're burning 12 Bitcoin Cash worth of Bitcoin, then that's a whole other story. Now you're talking about what? Bitcoin Cash right now worth about $1,500 per unit.
Yeah, probably a little less than that. But yeah,
so you're talking about burning almost $20,000 every single day. Now that's a little bit more newsworthy. So I'm going to call question on that that $12 claim. And if anybody wants to check that claim, sure would appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Antpool, whose users' computers confirm 8.2% of all the Bitcoin Cash transactions, announced April 20th on Twitter and Facebook that it will voluntarily burn 12%. Oh, okay, here you go. Two paragraphs. The number's completely different from one paragraph to the next. The first paragraph is $12, and then it's 12%. And 12% is significant. These guys are mining a lot of Bitcoin Cash. The mining outfit...
By burning it, we mean sequestering it so that we can get it later.
Well, they claim that they are burning it by sending it to what they're calling a black hole address.
Mm.
So, I mean, you could be right, Mark. They could be lying and actually they secretly have access to this.
I don't think they are, but yeah.
But anyway, Bitcoin Cash has the advantage of lower transaction fees and faster transaction times. I don't think that's true. It does tend to have lower transaction fees, but Bitcoin Cash was basically, it was based on the original Bitcoin, so its transaction confirmation times are the same as Bitcoin Core. The original Bitcoin was 10 minutes average per confirmation, and that's still true with Bitcoin Cash. According to some so-called expert who's obviously wrong, this guy also says, quote, now projects like Bitcoin Cash are struggling to remain relevant, which is hard when very few users are using the network. Miners have to liquidate their holdings regularly to pay for their expenses. The move from Antpool is intended to slow down further price depreciation by attempting to increase the perception of scarcity. Whether the move will be successful remains to be seen. Now, I don't personally think it is going to matter at all. I mean, if they're throwing away some of their Bitcoin Cash, I don't think that's really going to move the price one way or another. It seems like the world
price is on fire.
Yeah.
It's up like 20% in the last 36 hours.
Sure, but it's not because they're throwing some Bitcoin Cash down a hole.
It got them some news.
I don't buy that. There's a lot of reasons why these prices do what they do.
A lot of the reason the prices, reach their equilibrium has to do with a catalyst news story, though.
Mm.
And this may be it.
The number of Bitcoin Cash transactions per day has roughly doubled since August when the coin made its debut. According to BitInfoCharts.com, the number of daily Bitcoin Core transactions is actually down from last August levels, which is why it's no longer insanely expensive to send Bitcoin Core. The BTC Bitcoin, it used to be as much as $30 per transaction in late 2017, and it's now come down. The last transaction I did with Bitcoin Core was a 40-cent fee, which is still way more than it should be. And Bitcoin Cash, on the other hand, usually has like 2-cent, 3-cent fees. There's more coming up. Of course, Dash is even lower than that. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And in addition to that, you can reach out to us on the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just go to discord.lrn.fm and jump into the first room there. It's the on-air call-in line. It makes you sound great when you're on the air with us, almost like you're sitting here in the studio. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And Melanie, you are a tax professional. You help people who want to hire a real anarchist to do their taxes, somebody who truly hates the state and is going to do everything you possibly can. You have a lot of knowledge on the tax laws, on how to help people get as much money back from the government or to stop them from paying as much as they possibly can to the government in the first place. And you can help people. You're obviously still in the midst of that. It is, you know, for those who have filed extensions and such, they've still got to get taxes done this year. Are you still helping people out right now?
Yeah, so I still have a few people with extensions out. I have people that I do bookkeeping for on a monthly or quarterly basis, which is really just tax planning, because most people can add and subtract, but they don't know where they need to move things. And
for deductions and things
yes.
like that. And you know where and how to do this stuff. So if folks want to hire you to do bookkeeping for their small business, they can reach out directly to you through tax.freetalklive.com. That's a web URL that forwards you straight to Melanie's website. It's tax, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. And, of course, obviously you do tax preparation and such, although that's probably going to be, winding down somewhat for you in, here in 2018 at the moment.
Yeah, so if you haven't contacted anybody yet, you probably don't have an extension out. So you probably already did your taxes, or maybe you didn't, and you're getting letters and you need to do them.
So you can do the after-the-fact stuff, too. If somebody's hasn't paid in a while and the IRS is coming at them, you can help them with getting all that up to speed.
Yes.
Okay. Reach out to Melanie at tax.freetalklive.com. So, I mean, there's not really a whole lot more to say here on the Bitcoin war that apparently is still going on. The article actually from Bloomberg mentions that apparently the Bitcoin Twitter account got shut down recently and then got restored but had lost hundreds of thousands of followers. And so there's this, this ongoing drama online between people who support certain cryptocurrencies. And it's very kind of, it's almost like sports team-esque to some extent. And it's tiring, it's annoying, and it seems really kind of pointless to me. Look, if your cryptocurrency is useful, then use it. Get out there and use it. What's that? You can't do that where you live? Oh, well, maybe you aren't living in the right place. We've got a bunch of opportunities to use cryptocurrency here in New Hampshire. And the reason why, as Derek J. Freeman had pointed out in the article at news.bitcoin.com earlier, is because of the migration of liberty-minded people who've come here who are also activists who have done what it takes, which is to say, talk to business owners. Ask them when you go into a business, hey, do you guys take cryptocurrency here, like Bitcoin? Just throw that out at the cash register. The person running the register may not be the manager, may not be the store owner, but maybe the word will get up the chain at some point that people are asking about it. And every now and then when you're dealing with a mom-and-pop kind of business, there's a good chance you are talking to a manager or the owner themselves, because in a lot of cases, the owner wants to work at their business because they don't have to pay staff because, staffing is
expensive.
The most expensive part of.
Don't forget the fact that staff are, a big pain. Like they don't show up when they're supposed to show up. They come in with problems. They're hungover.
The government rules. You have to obey.
Boyfriend or girlfriend dump them or whatever the issue might be.
Right. There's always something going on. Especially the larger the staff you have, the more likely you're going to encounter things like that. So asking questions of business owners. Hey, do you take cryptocurrency here, like Bitcoin? A lot of times they're going to look at you blankly and never have heard of it. Sometimes they will have heard of Bitcoin. They don't know anything about it. And so, we've got people here. We've got outreach tools. We've got cards with information on it about cryptocurrency. We've got a website that people can go to locally to show them where they can go to spend cryptocurrency in real life. We do outreach campaigns here in Keene and in Portsmouth to connect people with cryptocurrency, to answer their questions. We've got a local meetup group where a lady showed up at the meetup this weekend. She brought a Ledger wallet, which is one of those hardware wallet devices. and she wanted some help getting that set up. So
you guys helped him.
I helped her. And another gentleman assisted a little bit as well. And I wanted to help because I'd never actually gone through the process, right? Like, I'll help you through it. I don't know exactly what it's going to be like, but, you know, I'm familiar enough with technologies. Yeah, familiar enough with technology to where I can get through it. And there were some bumps in the road to where, if this lady had tried to do it by herself at her home, she probably would have been quite frustrated and flummoxed with it. It wasn't, you know, press one button and you're set up. There were some things where even I was like, huh? Because it was like you had to press two buttons at the same time to do an input, and it didn't really tell you that you had to do that, and so it just kind of was experimenting and got that to work. So it wasn't the most straightforward process, not as easy as it could be. And that's kind of where we are in the world of cryptocurrency right now, is we're at a place where, yeah, we're about a decade in as far as technology and development, and, you know, it's 9 years now that Bitcoin's been around, a full 9 years. But yet there's still some bumps in the road. There's still some difficulties, like yesterday or last year when the Bitcoin fees were going crazy, or with some of these wallets not being fully compatible with all the different Bitcoin address formats. I mean, it's a growing world, the world of cryptocurrency. It's a developing world that is constantly changing. And so there is a bit of a learning curve that's associated with it. It's not like, I mean, it's close to plug and play easy, but to some extent, it's better if you still have some familiarity with technology, I would say. Because if you're like a total noob to technology, you're going to have a it could be a frustrating experience to getting into cryptocurrency, depending.
If you could get yourself, you could go down some blind alleys, I think.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of tech out there to make it easy for you at the same time.
Well, like I said, it's easier now than it was, but, you know, to somebody who's coming in blind, to somebody with no experience whatsoever, there's still going to be some confusion, and we're just not quite there yet. You've still got confusing-looking addresses with a bunch of letters and numbers as far as what your wallet address is and such, and it can be a little overwhelming for folks. So it's nice to be able to have somebody that they can turn to and ask questions. And, you know, sit down with a group of people and, you know, throw out a question and get different answers. Because there's not necessarily one right answer. You know, like, well, how can I get out of Bitcoin? How can I sell the cryptocurrency that I have? Now, this is a big question. It's a question that a lot of people want to know. And, you know, the first thing I always say is, well, are you sure you want to do that? Because a lot of people have regretted it. A lot of people have sold their cryptocurrency and then later on kicked themselves over it because 2 years, 3 years later, it's 10 times the value of what it was when they sold it. Now, it may have gone up 10 times since they had purchased it. They may have actually done fine at the point at which they sold it, but almost always they will kick themselves later because you look at the charts of cryptocurrencies over the years, they've tended to go up. Are they in a slight downswing at the moment? Yeah. But they're coming back up.
Yeah, they're on the upswing, they're from the downswing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all over the place. Anyway, it's fun to watch. It's interesting, and the developments keep coming. It keeps getting easier, I think, for people to get into this stuff. Anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-453 Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here, we're going to change gears and get into a story about marriage here on Free Talk Live and the ages at which people are getting married. Free Talk Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got Discord, the Discord on-air call-in line room. You can join that over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
So, I want to let you know about liberty.menu. If you are a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're somebody who loves freedom, and you're not yet listed on liberty.menu, your business. There's a lot of liberty-minded people. They've got something that they do. They've got some kind of entrepreneurial thing that they're involved in. They'd like other people who are also freedom-friendly to know about that. Well, liberty.menu is finally here, and it's finally, it's an awesome tool. It looks great. It's easy to use. It's free to list your business, or maybe you're an artist. Maybe you are creating digital content. You can list your digital content there. You can list your events that you might be involved in or working to promote over at liberty.menu. It's a global map of liberty-friendly businesses, content creators, and events. And you can go there and add stuff to it. And you can rate and review, and you can connect with others through a bit of a social networking aspect there as well. Go check it out and get to work over at liberty.menu. Maybe you'll get some new customers out of it. Again, it's free to list your business over at liberty.menu. And you can do more than one for free as well. There's no limit to the amount of content that you can put in there. Liberty.menu, use code FTL on your account, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Once again, liberty.menu as we continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. But Melanie, you're getting married soon. I don't think that's a secret, right? You were proposed to on the air,
right, here, yeah.
on Free Talk Live. You're getting married, and so you're kind of in that world of dresses and venues and photographers and all that stuff. And so you're kind of in the marriage realm. You had a marriage-related story that you wanted to talk about here tonight.
Yeah, so it's kind of related to not just stuff I come across from wedding planning, but stuff I come across in general and just a larger cultural thing I don't like.
All right.
But so this is a blog post from a website, The Odyssey Online, who apparently just takes random blog posts.
Okay. From people who aren't, like, with the website?
Like, it doesn't seem to be a news media. It's okay. Just a website for bloggers.
Got it.
But it's called It's Time to Stop Shaming Young Marriage. And she says, I've seen a lot of articles circling lately about not tearing women down because they choose not to have kids or because of their body shape, because of their choices in men, because of any reason under the sun. However, I haven't seen anyone talking about not shaming women who get married young. I knew a woman once, and I suppose her heart was in the right place when she said these things to me. I don't know if I agree with that, but she told me more than once that I needed new friends because too many of my friends were getting engaged, and that was a bad influence.
Hmm. At a young age, presumably.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, by a young age, they don't mean 12.
No. You're talking about 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
She also frequently suggested that I need to party more.
That's a good plan. That always leads to wealth.
What's the youngest person you know that got married, Ian? Like, in real life, you know?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to marriages generally. I don't attend them most of the time.
So. When I was at work release, I was in Bartow, Florida. And you can cue the banjos, right?
I didn't have them ready, I'm sorry, but I could.
So 14 years old is the answer to my question for me.
Uh-huh.
I had a woman who had been married at the age of 14. She was probably in her early, I think she was like 21 or something, maybe 18, 19, 20, 21. She had false teeth, too.
Wow. So wait, who was 19?
She was? The girl that had gotten married at 14.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, was she still together with the guy?
Yes, but they seemed to have some arrangement because, they seemed to run around at each other.
Gotcha. Well, okay, I can think of one I didn't know, but we knew about, right? There was Mary Kay Letourneau, the teacher.
Yeah,
remember
sure.
that one where she was with her student and then she went to prison, but he loved her, so he waited and they had like a baby and then another baby together and they were still together for years. In fact, I think they recently finally did break up. But for many years after she got out of prison, they were a couple.
And he thought that it was a bad idea, even though he was with the woman for, married for many years.
He thought what was a bad idea?
That the idea of getting together with somebody at a very young age was a bad idea.
Oh, you kids, you shouldn't do what I did.
Like, marry your teacher. Like, that's probably the problem there, not that he was 16 or 18 or whatever he was.
Well, actually, it seemed to be fine for many years, actually. They were together for a long time. As a purportedly happy couple. I mean, he got back together with her after she got out of prison.
Well, right, but if they originally got, if they eventually got divorced, that kind of indicates that it failed.
Well, it did fail eventually, but plenty of people's marriages fail, and many of them fail within the first year.
There's Loretta Lynn's a pretty good example of somebody who got married quite young, not a teacher, though.
I just happened to run across somebody, I won't say who, but we saw somebody get married at a Freedom Festival within the last year or so, and that person is no longer together with that person. So the marriage did not even make it a year in that particular case. In fact, I can think of another couple that married at a Freedom Festival several years ago that didn't make it a year. And I won't say who that is either, because there's no point in dragging names through the mud. But two of the marriages at various different freedom festivals that have happened here, you know.
So I guess don't get married at Pork Fest either. I don't know.
it doesn't always work out. That's just kind of life. Let's go. We'll talk more about young marriages because you've got more to say, and you said this really bugs you. So we'll get into that. But first, Marvin is on the line with us, listening to WVNJ in New York City. Hey, Marvin.
No, in Suffern, New York.
Oh, okay. Well, where's that?
That's right on the border of New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, it's like technically it's a station that's in Jersey, but they cover a portion of New York City. Anyway, go ahead.
It's a delayed broadcast. I'm hearing what you were talking about last night about Earth Day.
Oh, okay. Tell me about Earth Day.
Well, you seem to be ridiculing this whole concept, and I was curious to know, they were talking about people starving. How many people today in the world die of starvation?
What does that have to do with environmentalism?
Well, so the Earth Day, let me bring everybody
this is from last night's show.
I'm the only one who was on the air, so you can. Well, I'll do my best to field this. So in this 1970, there were all kinds of predictions made at Earth Day.
Ice Age.
Yep, and basically, yep, Ice Age was mentioned. Yep. Basically. Something like 2/3 of humans were going to starve to death inside of some short period of time, that has already passed and obviously made it, that kind of thing. So you're asking right now how many people are starving?
Well, I guess the question was, in 1970, how many people a year were dying of starvation?
And probably more than now would be my guess.
Well, in the discussion that I was listening to on the radio, I know it's a horrendous amount of people who presently, today, die of starvation.
Yeah, that may be true, but
very hungry people in Africa.
I do point out during that that whole conversation that the vast majority of starvation that's occurring right now, I'm not talking about malnutrition. Because you could be fat and malnourished.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about starvation. The vast majority of starvation that's occurring today has to do with governments intervening in NGOs attempting to distribute food. Like, we've got all the food we need.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't capitalism that's keeping it away from people. It's government.
Look at Venezuela. I mean, an incredibly temperate climate for growing food. They could grow all the food they could ever possibly eat. But right now, those people are hungry. They're missing meals because the government is destroying their economy.
Oh, I see. But, well, do you agree, though, that worldwide starvation is an issue?
Starvation.
In many places, people are starving.
I believe worldwide that governments are an issue, because governments are what are causing starvation.
Yeah, let's talk about it, though, Marvin. If you want to make a point about it, you're welcome to hang on. We'll continue with you here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. The 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live AMP program. You can get signed up for the AMP program for $5 a month, and it's money that we invest into the show to get on more radio stations, to bring more internet listeners on board. In fact, we're talking behind the scenes about different kinds of internet outreach that we can do. We've been able to move some money around. Daryl has decided he is no longer going to accept direct payment for his affiliate relations work with Free Talk Live, which means that the AMP program has just seen an increase in money that we can, because the AMP program was paying Daryl to do some affiliate relations.
We need him a partner.
Yeah, he's bringing some money in other ways through the show, so he has voluntarily decided to let that go. So we were talking last night about, what can we do now that we have this extra AMP money? Because AMP has gone down over the last several years, and we haven't had any extra AMP money to do anything with. We've been losing it over time slowly because sometimes people will cancel, and some weeks we have 3 cancellations but only 1 sign-up, right? So over time it whittles it down and down and down. So if you want to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, if you want to help more internet listeners hear the show, then please get behind the AMP program. It's really a very small group of listeners that we really appreciate who helps us do this. And it's because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers is why we're on 185 radio stations from coast to coast, a new record high.
Is that 185
now? 185 now. It's been a great 3 months.
What are you
going
to do when we get to 2?
Announce that? I don't know. I guess we did have that big party years ago at Porkfest. Remember when Jason Osborne...
Remember when you could go to Porkfest? Back when Ian could go to Porkfest, that was so nice.
Well, now, one of the officers or board members, whatever they're called, is now denying that you were ever banned on Facebook.
Well, that's just,
which is just silly.
That's a misunderstanding of what happened, but regardless of all
so
that...
So maybe you can go to Porkfest. I don't know why you would want to, but...
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine why anyone would want to go somewhere where they've been disinvited to go. Now, if I were to be invited to go by the people who originally,
nobody's invited to go to Porkfest. It's just something you sign up and do.
Yeah, but I've been specifically banned from the event.
Usually called an invitation to the general public.
I'm one of 3 or 4 people that has ever been banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We call it Pariah Club, is what Chris Cantwell named it years ago. When I joined it. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to help we're doing here, and then we'll tell you when we decide on what to do. We'll tell you what we've decided. We've got some irons in the fire, but I don't want to announce anything until it's done. As far as internet outreach and trying to bring some new internet listeners on board with the program, you can help us out. It's $5 a month. You get cool perks like access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, the AMP only chats on the Discord. In fact, I just had an amplifier sign up this weekend, and he's a regular Discord participant. And so, of course, you know, once you sign up, you just tell me what your account name is on Discord, or shoot me a message on Discord and give me your AMP email, and I will upgrade you to the AMP status that you so richly deserve. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Use PayPal. Use credit card. Use Bitcoin Core. It's up to you. AMPAMP.freetalklive.com. Marvin is still with us. He's in Suffolk, New York, listening to WVNJ. Marvin, you were calling about Earth Day, and you brought up starvation. I'm not sure where you were really going with this, but yes, starvation is still a problem in parts of the world, and as Mark pointed out, it's because of the government oppressing the people, usually in those areas, either physically or economically or both.
Okay, well, the point I was trying to make was you were talking about Earth Day from 1970 and the way things were, and I don't think you understand how they were. People were starving then, people are starving now, so it's an issue. But the thing was pollution. I live close to the Hudson River. In 1970, the Hudson River was a sewer. It has greatly improved because of what happened. There was a, in Ohio, there was a river, I think the Cuyahoga River.
It was caught fire.
Right. That's the way things were.
People and smog in L.A. was terrible. I think, I feel like we went across all those things. You don't think Earth Day fixed any of that stuff, right? Like, Earth Day is just a way for people to talk about things. And with the point of the reading the 18 laughable things about Earth Day, I'm not exactly sure what it is to point out that you got to be careful when you're dealing with environmentalists or, frankly, anybody who's trying to sell you on some concept, because when they exaggerate, but make predictions, you know, like specific predictions. If I tell you the Earth is going to detonate, I will be right, because I haven't given you a time limit. If I say the Earth will detonate by next week, then you can call back next week and you can say, Mark, you're a flaming idiot.
Okay, but you have to understand, in 1970, there were so little regulations on what people could do with the water in the air. And there was a movement to say it was concentration of pollution by corporations, by GE.
Well, no, that's not what they were talking about. The quotes were nearly, they were focused on world population. In 1970, they were very concerned that the population was growing, and it continued to grow. Now we're well past double what it was, and everything is fine, which shows that the concern about world population, that they were predicting the death of 4 of the 5 billion people that were on the planet, I think is what one of the predictions was. I mean, that's a pretty big prediction, like 4 out of 5 people are going to be dead by 1985. That needs to be pointed out, that
those were wrong.
When somebody makes a prediction about, say, global warming, because if you look at the predictions from, you know, The Inconvenient Truth,
the alarmism is similar.
Some of the alarmism's similar, and we can look back and we can see it's wrong. I'm not saying that I'm all for corporations dumping raw sewage Hudson River.
What about his point, though, about the regulations? I mean, isn't it the regulation? Shouldn't we be looking and saying, look, you know, we talk a lot about the failure of government here, but isn't this a success? I mean, they cleaned up the Hudson River. They cleaned up the pollution in Los Angeles. He's giving us these examples here. Isn't this a testament to the fact that regulations can work.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Hudson River, but there was a company called General Electric that dumped PCBs into the Hudson River. That pollution still exists in the Hudson River.
I'm sure it does. What regulations are, and I think that regulations introduced in the marketplace probably made a lot of sense when you're dealing with a situation where you've got, unowned property, a la the Hudson River. No one owns that. So companies would, yeah, they dump things right in there. Libertarianism right. has a different solution for that. But that's not what we were trying to address last night. We weren't trying to say...
Yeah, but he's bringing it up tonight.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. And what I'm saying is that under libertarianism, people would be responsible for their actions. If that responsibility meant you were dumping raw sewage or PCVs or whatever it was in... And I'm not sure what those are, but...
You're saying you'd be liable for...
You'd be liable for that, and you would have to pay for, you know, restitution, everybody who was harmed,
you
all
remember
that
what
stuff.
Happened more recently, within the last, what, 5-7 years or decade or something, the BP oil spill out in the Gulf of Mexico. You remember that? In that case,
yes.
The federal government actually protected, with all of its regulations, protected BP up to, I think it was $75 million in liabilities. So BP paid, I think, up to $75 million, and then the government, through taxpayer dollars, paid for the rest of it. So basically, you know, these big corporations, they are in partnership with the government. They don't necessarily reject these regulations. To some extent, many of them embrace them because they know that it keeps competition out of their business. So I think that what Mark's saying here is important to focus on, and that is that if we didn't have the government, it doesn't mean that corporations would be going crazy polluting. If we had private property and people were actually able to be held liable legally through their pollution of that private property in some sort of system of courts or whatever it would end up looking like, or interlocking insurance policies or whatever, you know, the free market.
Because mistakes will happen, right?
Yeah, that they would have to pay for those mistakes to full liability rather than leaning on the government and the taxpayer.
Yeah, I can't remember.
If you have a river or anything else that you keep in a state of no one owns it, you can't expect anything other than every single person to own it to the best of their benefit without any cost. I mean, that it's the tragedy of the commons. It's pretty basic human behavior.
Anyone ever been into a park bathroom before? Ugh. Talk about something nobody owns, nobody takes care of. I mean, am I right?
It's great.
Park bathrooms? Have you ever been in one where it's been like, yeah, let's have a sit down here? You know?
Only nice if it's pouring down rain.
Nice and clean. Hey, Marvin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So, you know, we're obviously short on time here, Melanie. You're concerned about these people who are critiquing young marriages. And are you upset because you feel like you're getting married at a young age? Or
I'm 31,
right.
So no.
No.
No. So basically what I get a lot or hear being told to other people is that women who are 18, 19, 25 years old are getting married too young, and they get told that they shouldn't make that kind of a commitment. And what they usually get told is that they should go to college instead, play around with a career for a little bit, quit, and then get married, as if going to college isn't a lifelong commitment.
Certainly a crazy commitment of money. There's no doubt about it. I wish we had more time for it, but maybe a later. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.